This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Viva Free, two really smart lawyers and great pundits are going to join us to cover the waterfront here in just a few minutes. Remember, this show is a listener participation operation. You take the links from Infowars.com/show or Real Alex Jones on X and share them. Instead of reaching 5 million people, we reach 10 million. That's a big deal. We shouldn't take that for granted. I don't take you for granted. Thank you so much. I've got so much to hit here. I've got Democrats confessing to wanting illegals to vote. I have the feds admitting. I have them admitting it's about the Electoral College. It's about getting more seats in Congress, according to the census. That's all coming up with our guest. But Trump said a lot today outside the kangaroo court. And so I want to play Trump first on wars and then Trump on election interference. Let's play 6, 9... and then 7, where he says he's a Manchurian candidate. I totally agree.
I think he had very little chaos. I think most of the chaos was caused by the Democrats constantly going after me. And remember this. Remember that with phony, Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, if you look at Ukraine, everything was phony. The FISA warrants, the lying to Congress. They had chaos. They were the ones that caused the chaos. We didn't have chaos. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history. I had no wars. I'm the only president in 72 years. I didn't have any wars. And
here we go, Donald Trump.
Witch hunt. It's election interference at the highest level. It's a disgrace. It's in coordination with the White House and Joe Biden because he can't win a campaign fairly. And we're going through it, but it's indeed a terrible witch hunt. We're going to have a news conference a little bit later on. As you know, I want to speak. I want to make a summation. At this moment, the judge is not letting me make the summation because I'll bring up things that he doesn't want to hear. And it's a very unfair trial. Nobody's seen anything like this. We have a situation where a statute was used that doesn't give me a jury, so I have no jury. I really have no rights, and it's and nobody thinks it's constitutional. People, legal scholars are writing about it like it's something they've never seen before. So it's interference, it's political interference, and it's something that shouldn't be allowed. So I am.
When we had just prior to the China virus coming in, if you don't mind, I'd like to be accurate as opposed to COVID. It is the China virus. It came out of Wuhan. And I said a long time ago in your show, it came out of Wuhan. They were saying it came out of caves, bat caves, 2,000 miles away. It came out of Italy. It came out of France. No, it came out of Wuhan, the labs. And by the way, I don't think it was done I think it was done out of incompetence. That's what I think. I believe that. A scientist went out, said hello to his girlfriend, and that was the end of that. She died, and then people started dying all over the place. But who knows? Who knows? I can tell you one thing. I got along with President Xi, but I took in $400 billion in tariffs and taxes from China. And one of the reasons China's not doing so well today is because of those tariffs. And Biden wants to cut them. You know, he got paid off by China, after all, so he wants to help the people that gave him a lot of money. But he's a Manchurian candidate in a true sense. He got money from China. He got money from Russia. You remember the debate where Chris Wallace, how is he doing, I wonder? But Chris Wallace, when I said to Biden, I asked him a question. I said, how come you got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife? And Chris Wallace wouldn't let me ask me. I said, why are you stopping this? Now it's turned out to be a big deal. He got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. I tell you this, we're going to have a success that's so great that I won't have, hopefully, I won't have time for retribution. There won't be retribution. There'll be success.
Mr. President.
Yeah, that's the French. They say the best revenge is living well. Trump doesn't want retribution. He wants to win. And he is a winner. But those we said outside the courthouse there in New York, the judge has already found him guilty. There is no jury. And then he didn't have closing comments because he didn't want that in the court. Both judges did that to me in Connecticut and Texas. They found me guilty, had a show trial to find out how guilty I was, and then wouldn't even want to let me defend myself. That's what they do, folks. It's rigged beyond anything. But they still want some trial. So people think, oh, it's a trial. No, it's a tyranny. And it indicts them, not us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two. I'll be here for another 3 hours. And Roger Stone is co-hosting in the fourth hour a deep dive on the Iowa caucuses, on Chris Christie getting out, the word that Big Mike is going to get in the race, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, Nikki Haley set to have, the word is from Vivek Ramaswamy and others, to have DeSantis leave after the Iowa caucuses and join forces with her against Trump. All the prosecutions, we're going to be discussing that in the fourth hour. But for the next 2 hours, or now an hour and 53 minutes, we are going to be looking at the domestic police state. We're going to be looking at the open borders. We're going to be looking at policy and law. And the feds now admitting in federal court and in documents, and even New York Congresswoman, Democrats saying, yeah, illegals are voting. Yeah, we're getting more Democrat seats in Congress from the census apportionment in the voting districts. We're getting more blue seats. California's got like 6-7 new ones the last few years. So this is a big deal. The globalists are making their move on the carbon taxes, making their move on the CBDCs and the ESG corporate governance for the universal credit score and for the social credit score and for the vaccine passport. And now they're saying, Davos, a new disease X is imminent. It'll kill 20 times what COVID did, supposedly. This is the new world order. We've got the UN treaty to take over health care and all infrastructure, the UN treaty to go after free speech. We've got the UN treaties that are already in place. Trump pulled out of them, but Biden signed back onto it, even though Congress never ratified. The UN migration strategy for hundreds of millions to be brought into the West. We have it all. We have the battle plans. And there's nothing more frustrating than seeing this all happen and trying to get even the Republican leadership to understand it. But there is good news. And I mentioned this. Fifth Circuit delivers smackdown on Biden DOE efforts to regulate dishwashers, washing machines, and all their appliances, banning gas appliances, banning small diesel and gasoline engines. And what did the court say? Well, what did the Supreme Court say 2 years ago? You cannot make law outside of Congress. There is no fourth branch of government sanctioned by the United States Constitution. Federal bureaucrats just can't tell you what kind of appliances you can have, the court declared. And why do I mention that? Well, remember Biden when he first stole the election 3 years ago? He said, we're forgiving all debts for years when it comes to renters. We're just going to let you stay in housing and not pay rent. Went on for over 6 months. Most renters, most landlords are very small. They have a job. They've worked hard. They own one property, two. They barely can pay the bills. Oh, no, somebody can just squat in your apartment or the house indefinitely. And the courts still aren't completely corrupt at the Supreme Court level. They almost got control. They got most of the courts. They said, you can't just run over property rights. But see, they want this crisis. They're not going to forgive you when you're living in some Berkshire Hathaway apartment or when you're living in some BlackRock-owned apartment. No, it's all for the little people, and they admit that. So this is a criminal takeover. But the good news is it's all illegal. So if we simply educate ourselves and take back our local courts and take back our system and kick out all these Soros prosecutors that let hardened criminals out of jail or people that shoot people out on bond in one day and then let them go, we remove all these people, we can go back to justice. And that's happening across the country. So it's a very exciting time to be alive. We separately have Sweden's defense ministry saying we're going to have war with Russia, creating a panic. Russia says, we don't want Sweden. Go ahead and join NATO. Putin says, fine. Ukraine's been part of Russia traditionally. You can't do that. So that's a smattering of what we've got. We've got the election. We've got the prosecutions. We've got Trump coming out at the end of the trial where a judge already said he was guilty. There is no jury. And then he couldn't even have closing arguments because they want nothing said on the record. Just like I had judges find me guilty, but at least had a show trial on damages. But then they put a financial expert on for a day and they tell us, we don't want your bankruptcy filings. We don't want your tax returns. We don't want your bank accounts. You can't speak for this day. And this guy gets up who never examined our books and says, that man's worth $400 million. He's the greatest businessman I ever saw. I had $4 million of debt at that time and $3 million. At the time of that, I was $1 million in the hole. Now I'm $4 million in the hole. Personally, free speech is operating barely in the black. Thanks for your support. And I'm sitting there realizing this is just a show trial. And I already knew that, but literally a show trial, worse than stuff they even put on in Nazi Germany or North Korea. We got two lawyers to talk about that. And I'm not trying to write myself in the story. I am the story because I was the beta test. I had the biggest populist, anti-globalist show 5 years ago, 30 million people a day conservatively. We're back up to 20 million a day on X. This is seismic. And they knew if they could shut me up and nobody stood up for me, then they'd have the precedent. Now you're there. Now they're coming after Elon Musk. He's come out, I covered it earlier, and said there's a giant tyranny taking over and we've got to stop it. And the UN, the Davos group, want tyranny and they want to shut down anything, any type of speech they don't like. Here it is right here. You're like, okay, we already know that. Tell the Alex Jones audience something we don't know. Hey, you got to be to the point where you're an adult and you got a kid, you're 25, and your two-year-old tries to put their hand on a hot stove. Skip this break. Just because you know not to put your hand on a hot stove doesn't mean you don't still tell them, don't do it. And the general public is like a child that just woke up. And instead of leading them off a cliff like corporate media does, we're trying to lead them into being informed and being strong. And that's the difference between us and corporate media. We make mistakes, not on purpose. They're rare. But we're trying to tell the truth, and we want credibility, number one. We want the truth. The system doesn't want that. And people now know. They may not be fully awake, but they know they're being lied to. And that's why all the top shows, including Robert Barnes and Viva Fry's program, is so incredibly popular and has exploded from being popular to super popular because people have a hunger. And so the system knows that. So they're coming in with the EU and the Justice Department after Elon Musk. And I keep going back to Musk because he's seismically doing more to damage the globalists than Trump even has because he understands it better than Trump. So, gentlemen, I didn't talk to you before you came on. I just asked you to come on last week. You both come on today. We're going to skip some of the breaks. We have more time. I just threw out a giant pantheon of issues that are all interconnected. You can take one of those and start there, or you can bring up a totally different subject, but I can't wait to talk to you today. And then later on in the next hour, we'll open the phones up for questions for you two great men.
Alex, thanks for having us back on.
Yeah, glad to be here. Here in New Orleans, we had the argument yesterday as to whether the FDA can even be sued when they illegally authorized the COVID-19 vaccine for little kids. I mean, to this very day, the only basis for anyone under the age of 12 to be to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or any of the booster shots is an emergency use authorization. I mean, here we are, what, 4 years? Year four, year five into this so-called emergency? And yet somehow this is still being allowed as a basis to inject six-month-olds, 2-year-olds, toddlers, 4-year-olds? I mean, in some cases, Children's Health Defense is bringing this claim on behalf of not only parents and children all across the country, but particularly children in Texas, for example, who are in conservatorships, who are, in fact, often vaccinated against their informed consent under this COVID-19 vaccine. So here in the what the district court ruled in Texas is that nobody can sue. Nobody can sue the FDA. The FDA is above the law, beyond the law. And so we're here before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that cannot be the law. And we'll find out soon enough whether or not it is or isn't the law. And if the Fifth Circuit doesn't make a good decision, we'll go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I want to say something before we go to Viva Fry here and both of you. I love how I just threw out 20 topics, and you guys came up with one even better. And that is you're the man in the arena with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., with lawsuits all over the country, moving forward to expose this experimental fraudulent shot. And, yeah, they got liability, quote, until it's known they lied or engaged in fraud, and then they don't, correct? So I love how, out of all the topics, you brought up a topic where you are in the arena because that's really the answer. And now all the news is coming out of 17 million dead from the shots, conservatively, with the insurance companies admitting it. I mean, this is really blown up in their face. Please continue on that line, and then I want to get Vivas.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer Any Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans other nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People, there's a headline you mentioned, Mr. Fry.
Alex, it's even worse. It's even more sinister than that. They want to expand euthanasia to drug addicts and the mentally ill while simultaneously legalizing hard drugs to the general public. There is no other way to avoid connecting those two dots than the government wants you dead, literally, and will facilitate it in a two-prong approach. Let's expand euthanasia to the mentally ill, expand it to kids, even if they can't consent, and people joke about post-birth abortion as though, you know, that's ridiculous. But can you imagine what euthanizing a child with the absence of the consent of the child is, but only with the consent of the parents? I mean, it's nothing but post-birth abortion. But they legalize euthanasia, expand it to the mentally ill drug addicts, while legalizing hard narcotics. There is no way not to connect those two dots.
Let me ask you about this, then, before we get into all the other angles, and I'm glad you guys went to that, because I don't talk enough about Canada being the world leader in government forced suicide or murder, you know, the new death camps, the hospitals. Why is the WEF and the UN and all of them in concerted efforts going directly to the most dystopic stuff, a mix of Brave New World, 1984, with Silence of the Lambs? Why are they just trying to be the most villainous, cutting off the energy, banning the cows in the Netherlands, cutting off the fertilizer, dissolving the border, shipping in the fentanyl, transgender pedo time? I mean, why are they completely, like a gun to their head, being the most evil people they can imagine?
Robert, you want to field this one?
Well, I mean, I think fundamentally it's about their, they want to see what they can get away with. Same reason why the Nazis went nuts as soon as they got power. They want to see everything they can get away with and how quickly they can get away with it and how they can establish precedent they can do it again. I mean, the reason, I mean, for example, when I was before the Fifth Circuit yesterday in New Orleans, the courts were like, well, you know, all these vaccine cases that we said were invalid have now been mooted. So now they're no longer good law. So, well, you know, that's dangerous for the rest of us. That means they can bring it back at any juncture. So I mean, what they're doing in Canada is what they're what they want to do in the entire world. And we know this, and we've seen this. It's like, I mean, it's Judgment at Nuremberg. People forget Judgment at Nuremberg, the film, talks about it's the judges that are on trial. They were the ones who abandoned the Constitution. They were the ones who abandoned people's rights and liberties in Germany. They were the ones who could have been the last line of defense and stood for the front line of assault. And we're seeing the same thing here in the United States. We're seeing the same thing in Canada. We're seeing the same thing in Europe. And we're going to continue to because we have to push back. They're going to the wall because they know 2024 is the most monumental year in our modern history.
That was a perfect answer. I wouldn't even have said it myself that good. It's an Overton window. People don't know what that is, maybe you can speak to it. They want to take us a trillion miles and know that even we claw back, you know, even 90% of that, we're still way into tyranny. They want to make it as fantastical, that's in their own manuals, the CIA, and so brutal that it demoralizes us and we give up and just absolutely just rip everything apart to see what they can get away with. But it's not a strength. It's not a desperation. It's still a desperate gamble.
My take is that it's also quite related to China's aspirations for global dominance. Whether or not the WHO is indebted to China or controlled by China, what I've noticed is that all of these policies are directed at the West, and they use and exploit the positions of power of the politicians they have in the West to implement these policies. Not an accident that, you know, the TikTok algorithms in the West are radically different than the TikTok algorithms in China. They're pushing all of this stuff to basically devastate and demoralize Western society with the aid and assistance of people who I genuinely believe, and I think we've got decent evidence, they're indebted to, controlled by, or subordinate to such higher powers. You got Joe Biden, who I wouldn't deny for a second is indebted to or blackmailed by foreign interests to implement these policies in the West. Demoralize, open borders, allow for an invasion from within. You got Justin Trudeau, who, you know, the cabinet has been penetrated already by the globalist interest. And all of these policies, they're directed at bankrupting, demoralizing, and destroying Western societies. And I think it's just to facilitate a broader takeover that is being led by, I believe, say, globalist Chinese interests, if I can be so bold.
No, you're right. And people say, oh, don't just blame the communist Chinese. No. They were totally under globalist control. 90% of them didn't have running water or electricity until Nixon made the deal with Kissinger. And then it was given one-sided trade deals, built up, and then broke in the middle of the Obama administration and went against the West, while China still funds Hollywood, still owns most of the major studios, but they're not in command of the studios, but their hatred of freedom and of Christians and of families matches that of the folks that do control Hollywood. China owns Hollywood. They don't fully control it, but the two groups are together. And so this is simply a weapon system to bring down the West, to make China the more favorable investment area, because we are in collapse.
Completely. And then at the same time, I mean, for example, I just received a so-called detention order of Amos Miller's Food, the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania, that appears to be a lawless order. I mean, well, why are they taking away? Right now we have food problems all across America, all across the world, where people don't get the food that they need. In some cases, people are deprived or have serious nutrition issues. And yet Amos Miller has some of the best food on the planet, and he's not being allowed to give it to anyone. He's not being allowed to sell it to people. He's not being allowed to share it and distribute it to those people who want it. Why? I mean, what's the basis for Pennsylvania? There's nothing wrong identified in any of the food. There's nothing in it that they've sampled that comes back as problematic that I've seen so far. I mean, it's food that he has one of the best track records of anybody out there in terms of food safety and food desirability. And yet here you have the state of Pennsylvania prohibiting him from even being able to farm and distribute it to the people who want his food. That's where we're at in the country. We've got to that point, to that place.
And by the way, I want you to talk about the case for people that don't know the details. Most people have heard about it. Raided by the feds, not raided by the locals. The border is wide open, human trafficking, but they've got hundreds of people to keep coming back there, up to 30 or 40 at a time, to harass him for never having a health problem, for his family for 100 years there selling locals milk and cheese. And then you see millions of farmers all over Germany, the Netherlands protesting. They're having their nitrogen cut off. They're being given taxes on their fuel. And they say, we make the food. We are barely paying our bills. What are you doing? It's a war on food and a war on prosperity to collapse civilization and out of this hell build their new totalitarian system on it. The WEF admits it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the four pillars of freedom: food freedom, financial freedom, medical freedom, and electoral freedom. If you don't have the means to have your ballot protected, then you don't have the means to control your own government. If you don't have the means to decide what goes into your body in terms of medicine, you don't control your own body. If you don't have the means to control what goes into your own body for food, then basically you're indistinguishable from cattle and chattel. Because if they control and dictate what you put into your body, then what do you control? What do you own? Who are you other than a slave of the system, of the government, and of the interest that it protects and promotes? And that's what they're trying to do. And each one of these, they're trying to attack either our financial freedom, our political freedom, our medical freedom, or our food freedom. Because they want control of it. I mean, why is Bill Gates in the business of buying up so much farmland? Why is Bill Gates having all this fake food that he wants to stick down our throats? Is it a coincidence he's the same guy who wants to push vaccines on, so-called vaccines on everybody? Is it a coincidence he's the same guy who uses the Rockefellers as his example that he wants to export to the rest of the world? So this goes all the way back to the same globalist elite-driven agenda over centuries that they want to have complete control. They want us in a physical, psychological, spiritual cage. And they're going to do everything possible.
All right, gentlemen, I'm always impressed, but this was an incredible 20 minutes we just did. Viva Free, Viva Fry. I love calling him Free because in German it means free. That's why I just love that. So I keep calling him Free. That's in my head. I love the guy knowing well. I keep Viva Free. Viva Fry, Robert Barnes, straight ahead. We're going to talk about how we stop this, the election, the border, so much more. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People of the world, let it now be noted that here in our decision, this is what we stand for: justice, truth, and the value of a single human being.
Where were we? Where were we when Hitler began shrieking his hate in Reichstag? Where were we when our neighbors were being dragged out in the middle of the night to Dachau? Where were we when they cried out in the night to us? Were we deaf? Dumb? Blind?
I'm going to go the limit. And not you, not the Pentagon, not God on his throne is going
to
make
you... Who do you think you're talking to? Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
My husband was a military man all his life. He was entitled to a soldier's death. He asked for that. That he should be permitted the dignity of a firing squad. You know what happened. He was hanged with the others.
It is easy to condemn the German people, to speak of the basic flaw in the German character that allowed Hitler to rise to power, but at the same time, comfortably ignore the basic flaw of character that made the Russians sign pacts with him, Winston Churchill praise him, American deference profit by him.
There's nothing like your trying to make it sound.
Did you sit on his lap?
Stop it!
What is your beetle, Mrs. Fall? Quiet!
Come on!
I want that you tell me, was she feeble-minded? My mother!
I feel it is my duty to point out to the tribunal that the witness is not in control of his mental processes.
I know I am not. Since that day, I've been past I've ever been.
Of it. The Nazi defense was eugenics in England and the United States, which is true. He got his ideas from us. Eugenics started in England in the 1850s with Galton, Wedgwood, and the Huxley families. He later wrote their grandchildren Brave New World and created the UN. So they're another branch of this operation. And I'm glad Viva Fry raised the eugenics in Canada. I mean, it's the worst in the world now. They're killing massive numbers of people, third largest cause of death. The government is. And they tell people that have back pain or depressed, you'll get another year of funds, but then we want you to sign this form to kill yourself. And they pressure them into killing themselves. Now they want to do it to children and the mentally ill and the homeless. And again, it's liberal. It's loving. We've got so many other topics to cover, but I want you guys to finish up with that. And then you can bring up any subjects you want. I've got dozens I want to get into. I want to talk about, what would you call this time we're living in as well?
Oh, I mean, you wrote the book after it. I call it the Great Awakening because I think we're almost getting there. Just to touch on something Robert touched on, and Alex, Canada, they put out a draft regulation, some federal regulation, to give credits to farmers who reduce cow farts. I mean, this is literally what the government is doing, is crippling a country like Canada. For the benefit of a country like China that is not reducing any emissions whatsoever, but they feel good doing it. And also what Robert's talking about, you know, the Fed's going after local farmers on the basis that government knows best. Before COVID, I never understood how a society could descend into an era like Nazi Germany where they would literally turn their neighbors in or close their eyes when their neighbors are being hauled off. I now can totally understand how that happens in a society. Until now, I could never understand how you had under socialism or communism mass starvation. Until I see what the government is trying to do now, literally reduce the food supply because they claim the food supply, which feeds the world, is causing environmental issues. And they want to nationalize basic, you know, basically farming, minimize it, reduce it. I now can see how mass starvation can occur even in today's day and age when you follow idiotic government policy and government that basically wants to nationalize all private enterprise and have full control over everybody's life.
That's it. I mean, if you look at what totalitarians do, it's siege, but particularly communists, Lenin and Stalin, they cut off the food for control, just like China did with the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward. And Klaus Schwab talks about cutting off resources. Then they claim it's global warming or man-made climate change doing it, and they admit they're doing it to cause a revolution and end the society we had. This is insane. You've got him photographed in his own office, Klaus Schwab, with a bust of Lenin.
Exactly. You can go further with this. I mean, I was just reading the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, which has now illegally and unlawfully searched and seized the food at Amos Miller's, a bunch of food at Amos Miller's farm. And what the law requires in Pennsylvania is that you're not allowed to seize any food unless you can show after 5 days that the food is adulterated or misbranded in some meaningful manner. And so I was like, what's the basis for this? None of this food was for commercial sale locally. Some of it was for other people who was other people's food simply being stored at Amos Miller's farm. And none of it was dangerous in any way, shape, or form. And they've had the chance to sample and test now. Apparently, they've come back with nothing that shows any problem with the food. So I read the order, like, how are they prohibiting the people who own that food from eating it, as they just issued an order doing? It says that because we, the state of Pennsylvania, didn't give you a particular license or permit to be a food establishment, now that makes the food adulterated. It's utter nonsense. Adulterated food, by law in Pennsylvania, means something has been added to it that makes it unsafe for human consumption. They're now saying adulterated is if it doesn't have the Pennsylvania-approved label from before. That's not what it means. I mean, that's how crazy they're taking our...
And Robert, meanwhile, if you look at what's happening, they're allowing the adulteration of food everywhere. The FDA would always make sure they weren't putting out fake honey or fake olive oil. Now it's almost all fake. So they're launching a revolution against independent farming, which is the most basic way to take control of people.
Absolutely. And the Amish are the ultimate alternative control group. They're the group that's outside of big tech. They're outside of big food. They're outside of big pharma. They don't send their kids to the public schools. So consequently, we get to see what would life be like if we live the way our founders did. And what do we see with the Amish? They have much lower rates of cancer, much lower rates of autism, much lower rates of a wide range of diseases, much lower rates of obesity, much lower rates of anxiety, much lower rates of depression, much higher rates of self-reported satisfaction in their jobs, their careers, their lives, much higher levels of family unity, much higher levels of all the things we desire as good as human beings. So that's why they're going to try to, Amos Miller's great crime was trying to export the Amish way of life to everyone else through food. And that's why they don't want the Amish to exist, and they're going to use the Amish as their own example, try to take them out, that they're trying to remove their ability to
because
be
if it catches on, I already drink Mennonite, which is like Amish light. They still have cars and stuff. I already eat Amish eggs almost all the time at home. I have some right over here in the refrigerator. Ask her to grab them. I drink Amish or Mennonite milk. And when they do have it, I get Amish beef, and it's delicious. And they can't imagine that because, again, energy. You cut off fuel and to machines and fertilizer to crops, and you cut off the food, you're cutting the energy off to the planet. Viva Fry, how do we stop this?
I don't want to be too optimistic. I mean, I think people are starting to wake up. People are starting to say enough is enough. Even those who might have been on board a few years ago. And
do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Take this one away.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think Elon Musk is an independent actor, and he's continued to prove his capacity as an independent actor. And the biggest gap, you've pointed this out, the biggest gap between Elon and the entire globalist elite establishment is that Elon believes we need to have population growth, that we need to celebrate humanity, not suppress humanity, not reduce the number of humans in the world, but increase it. He's made a little contribution of his own accord in that regard.
He believes humans are good because we could build something that's anti-human. Why not decide to build it the way we want? Not just say, oh, robots, humans are done. Yuval Noah Harari. No. We decide we're building a human future.
Precisely. He's ultra-humanist in that respect. So he believes the foundation of the future of happiness for the world is more human beings, more humanity. And he believes free speech, free thought, free debate, free ideas are also a critical and essential and integral component of that. And that's where he has a deep divide between him and the globalist elite. That's the core of the divide.
So Elon Musk is pro-humanity. Speak to that because I'm going to put this clip out on X. And it's true. I can't deny it. If it's real, I'm going to back it. He is literally the number one champion of pro-humanity. I wish Trump would pick up on what Elon's saying.
Absolutely. Because I mean, when Elon is one of the only people in the entire political elite, if you will, someone with institutional influence or power, who's saying, well, this population shrinkage is bad. We don't want to be reducing the number of humans that exist. We need to be increasing the number of humans that exist. We have a population problem. We have a labor replacement problem. Places like China, places like Japan that have gone along with this globalist agenda are now experiencing it economically.
And you're right. And China has abandoned one child.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And so I think what you're seeing is Musk is a key person saying to protect humanity, we must celebrate humanity. In order to celebrate humanity, we need more humanity, not less humanity. And that is the big gap between him and the Bill Gateses of the world, him and the George Soroses of the world. And let's not forget, George Soros tried to short Tesla's stock. So, you know, I mean, Musk has been oppositional to this entire elite establishment in certain four key areas of human growth. Because what you've often said, it's not about Republican, Democrat, Independent, this, that, or the other. It's about, are you pro-humanity or are you anti-humanity? And in that battle, Elon Musk is a critical ally on the pro-humanity side.
Viva Fry, I want your take on that, but I want to show you this, because this is mine. This is the refrigerator. It's been there for like a week. I've been so busy I forgot to get it because I'm almost out of home. These eggs made by Mennonites in Bastrop, you know, that run it, when I was a kid, eggs never broke up when you split them. They weren't all runny. Now they feed chickens crap. Almost all the new corporate eggs are just crud. These things are dark orange. They're delicious. They're good for you. This was bought from the evil Amish, basically. And just look at them. And it was less priced in the store, and it's delicious. And how scared are they that I go to a farm or send a crew member to get this for me? This is revolution. Energy is revolution. This right here, folks, this is revolution right here.
I bet the yolks are also ultra rich, ultra yellow. Who was it that said the most revolutionary act you can do is grow a tomato?
I mean, no, that's it. They're orange. And my body knows this was the eggs I got 30 years ago. You don't even, the new eggs they feed those chickens are like weird runny. They're not even good because they're not real eggs. This is a real egg.
That's amazing. It's they don't want people to be independent. You understand going back to Waco, going back to Ruby Ridge. They do not, the government does not want people to be independent and not reliant on the government. As far as Elon goes, Alex, you were the last test for Elon to prove whether or not he was genuinely pro free speech in the meaningful sense. A year ago, I remember giving Elon a bit of a hard time because, you know, you can't say you're pro-free speech and then not bring back Alex Jones onto the platform. I genuinely think he misunderstood the reasons for your deplatforming. And once he understood everything after that Tucker Carlson interview, the writing was on the wall. Elon, in as much as people can be skeptical of everybody, but you judge people by their actions, not by their words. And Elon says, you think you're going to blackmail me with money? Go F yourself. And then makes the act of go F yourself by bringing you back on. He is value added, and certainly you can tell that he's their enemy by the way they're going after him. Investigations, lawsuits, all of the lawfare that they use against Trump, that they used against you. So you know that he's a threat to the institution, to the powers that be. And thus far, he's been succeeding in his mission.
Well, that's right. Both of you guys, huge on X, were challenging him constantly. I didn't think he would do it because it's a bridge so far. But right after he said, go F yourself, he did this. And the criminal investigations, the EU investigations, within a week happened. He said, I know I'll be attacked. I may go to jail for this. He said that. I'm ready to go to jail for free speech. And then he freed me. You can't deny that. That was big.
Well, and what are you one of the leaders on? I mean, like, people may know you as a free speech advocate, as a populist advocate, but you have been the global leader against globalism and pro-humanity on the humanitarian front for forever. And that's where he is now taking the lead, and he recognized in you not an adversary but an ally. He recognized it, and he needs as many allies, and we all need as many allies as we can get in an age in which we're going up against this corrupt, corrosive globalist structure that wants to strip us of our basic rights and liberties and undo everything the American Revolution birthed. And so if we're going to keep the American Revolution alive, we're going to keep American liberty alive, we need to form allies wherever we can get them.
Exactly. So how do we get behind Elon? Because he's obviously on our team now. Instead of being, thanks for giving us back our free, how do we get behind Elon?
Well, I think we celebrate the same causes and issues that he deeply cares about. He deeply cares about protecting humanity. He deeply cares about counteracting this population control freak agenda, counteracting these woke lunatics. that contaminated, indoctrinated his own child against him, against that child's own best interest, against that child's own humanity. Wokeism at core isn't.
By the way, people don't know about that. His firstborn son, they've got, they're transgender, and they're about to cut him up. That was too far for him, which I agree. Like, you get my flesh, you attack my flesh, you're attacking me.
Absolutely. If they did that to any of our children, I mean, Viva got to experience it firsthand in Canada. That you know, that when they come for your kids is when they really radicalize you.
Yeah, we're going to euthanize your really kids. It's just like, God, it's so evil.
Yeah, I mean, or in the case of, I mean, he had to experience his kids not being able to go to a bowling alley unless certain people had certain permissions, unless certain people put out their papers. I mean, you know, when you experience Canada is how you experience how a president...
Same thing happened to Joe Rogan. He's totally on our side now because living in California.
It glitched out a second ago, so I missed half of what Barnes said was my experience in Canada, but I got the bowling part. No, they didn't put vaccine passports. They're going to tell me what I got to put in my kid. And by the way, out of Quebec, where I had a red line, I said, if they cross this line, I'm done. They passed a law that removed parental supremacy from the Youth Protection Act. And so now a government bureaucrat gets to decide what's in the child's best interest above and beyond the parent's desires. It's madness, but when it comes, I mean, how do you support Elon Musk and Twitter? I genuinely believe we're coming to the point now where economics will win out, where, you know, I don't know who has the purchasing power when it comes to political demographics, but I suspect I do. And advertising dollars is how, you know, these platforms survive. Support the advertisers and do not support the ones that don't support Elon Musk. Some of these stupid companies say they're going to pull their ads from Twitter. Don't buy their product. Vote with your feet, vote with your dollar, and use the platforms. Rumble, Twitter. Use them, support them, and support those who advertise.
By the way, Viva Fry, you're totally right. We still have the power now. That's why they want the CBDC, the ESG, the social credit score, because then they'll have the power. We still have the power. We've got to use the power of how we vote with our dollars.
Absolutely. Continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to shop at Amos Miller's Organic Farm. Continue to push back against these people. Because we have the real power. Why are they going crazy and trying to shut down Amos Miller? Because the ordinary person in America refuses to let them do it. Because they continue to go there and support him. Continue to go to Amos Miller Organic Farm and get what they need. Continue to go to the fundraiser by Lancaster Patriot that's up at Give, Send, Go and support him so he can stay economically afloat. The same is true of InfoWars. The lawyers admitted it when they said, look, these lawsuits aren't designed to actually recompense anybody. These lawsuits are designed to shut Alex Jones down. So please, everybody, stop going to InfoWarsStore.com and reward our political lawfare so we can take him off the air.
By the way, they said that at the end of the Connecticut rig case. They said, we don't want money. They said, listeners, we're going to shut Alex Jones down. A year ago, 13 months ago. Don't support him. Again. And there they are with their own clients claiming they want money. No, it's all about silencing people.
Exactly. Alex, and here's the thing. The line they can't get through is the ordinary person. That's the front of the line. That's the InfoWars audience. That's the Amos Miller supporters. That's the Trump backers. These are the people they can't get through. We are the front line. So if you never forgive, never forget, you hold the line, then they will not be able to take us out.
All right. Viva Fry, stay there. You got a lot to say. And then I want to get into 2024. The wars. I'm gonna open the phones up, take some calls for you guys. So we're gonna go to break, but real quick, how do people find you guys? Great show you did.
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.
That's it, exactly. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. That's where you can get all the content, all the information, all the links, everything else.
Or just search engine Robert Barnes Viva Fry podcast. We'll find it. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.